Sonata.
It's Friday. Do you know where your IT guys are? We don't. It's Patch and Switch. And now, two guys who really should attend schedule management training. Here they are, Patch and Switch. Look, just because we have one scheduling mishap.
It wasn't me, I will say. I was here early. Actually, right. No, I'm lying. I wasn't here early.
I didn't think so.
The audio engineer was here early.
Because he forgot that we were starting later.
He forgot that we were starting late. Or I didn't tell him, one or the other. But then on top of all that, you know, I don't know. I just, when I found out that we were 1 hour later, I was a little bit lazy leaving the abode. And so
take advantage of the bonus hour.
Take advantage of the bonus hour. It's a Friday. It's summer. It's still nice outside. And it's the last couple of weeks of the, our regular day jobs fiscal year. And so things are kind of wound down. And I'm taking a breather from all the planning activities, I think. Well, welcome, man. It's Friday.
It's Friday and it's the solstice.
Is it 21st today?
The solstice is officially on Sunday.
Right.
So we're nearing the longest part of the year.
Correct. So technically, the 21st solstice and also Father's Day here in the United States, which is taking place. And coincidentally, it's also the Washington State Beer Festival, craft beer festival happening in one of the parks.
Apparently, we're not on air.
We're not. Oh, I guess someone can tell us what's going on.
I don't know.
The show is recording, so they'll catch up eventually.
Oh, that's all right. There you go.
catch up eventually.
So Father's Day weekend.
Yeah.
And Brew Festival. I can't make it to the Brew Festival this year.
It's tough. It's going to be one of those days, you know. It's slogging through the rain. Hopefully it doesn't rain. We'll see if it's dry this year. You get your 8 wooden tokens to be able to get little samples of it, 140 different types of beer. You know, it's a hard job.
How do you sample 140 different types of beer with 8 tokens?
Well, you can only get 8 samples, and they strongly encourage you not to try to do the full round of beer.
I don't know why you would want to not have 140 beer in one day.
I have no idea. No idea.
Audio engineer is
frantically
trying to figure out what's going on.
This is awesome watching him do this.
Yeah, it's fixed now.
It's fixed now?
Are we live again?
Are we live? All right, so welcome to everybody who's just now joining us live. If you missed the first 3 minutes of the show...
You missed the best part.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're done now. So thanks everyone for tuning in.
That could work.
Are you running?
We are running. We are live now.
Oh, okay. Because I'm not seeing it on the webpage.
Well,
so it
should be syncing up here.
Technology, isn't it a wonderful thing? This is why we eventually need to get a budget.
Yes, very true. Very, very true. Hey, I'm trying to work on a larger table.
Oh, really?
Or at least a larger room to fit the existing table.
A closet. Apart from a closet.
For me, I'm just scared of these gray metal. Electrical panels. That's why I'm on this side of the room.
Well, I'm the one who's sitting next to them.
I know, because you won't let me sit next to them because I
there's
probably
a reason
do something
for that.
But you never know. Good day, man.
Yeah, so I guess we should start the show. I'm a little concerned because I'm not seeing anything.
I know.
It's live.
It's live. Yes. Okay, I'm getting assurances from Audio Guy that that we are live.
Adam Baum has just said, NIE, I see the please wait for the broadcast message.
Yes.
Oh, and then someone says refresh. We're good. It's funny because as we're waiting for the show to start, we're in here actually getting ready, and we noticed that all of a sudden there's like a 502 error on the chat room.
Yes, page overloaded.
That should have been an indicator that things were not going to go our way this morning.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. Well, I mean, we start an hour and
we're
4 minutes late.
We're
now.
IT. We just roll with the punches. We get service back up again and just, you know, go from there.
That's exactly it. It appears that One Wise Geek and Hotters. And K.O. Beckman can see us. So hello. Also in the chat room, Sean Lowe and Skothals and Pierre Romain.
He pinged me on Skype to say, are you guys starting late today? So he also didn't get the memo that we were starting late. It's, you know what it is? I point squarely the fault finger at marketing. Who's the empty chair right over there? Because we don't have
we don't have one
to actually tell people when we're going to do shows.
Right.
So we have to get better at that. That's our pledge for next year. Get better.
Okay.
At that.
All right.
But hey, are you committed? Like we're getting close to the end of the fiscal year. Like, are you committed that we're going to do this again next year or what? Are you?
I didn't know it. I thought I was contractually obligated.
Our contract is up for renewal.
Really?
You didn't get a copy of it yet?
No.
Ooh, maybe I should talk about that then.
Well, my contract was, I mean, I just thought my contract was going forever.
For perpetuity.
Yes.
Well, apparently, yes. We're in contract negotiations right now to determine if we are able to continue this or not.
Yeah, so apparently there still is a minor issue in the page loading.
All right.
Yeah, that's all right. Things happen. We'll get the guys working on it. The TriCaster is singing along, so it's streaming.
I can see lots of things over there on one side.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's all good. So let's start the show. Let's go into the first segment of the show.
Five segments to the show. The very first one happens to be called From the Trenches.
Yes.
What have we done for work? And our regular day jobs in the realm of IT. Yeah. Do you have any IT stories? Look, he's got proof it's happening right there.
I know. He may have proof that it's happening, but I have proof that it's not.
Conflicting. That's the click to chat.
Yes, it's
that is the click to chat.
It's the main window.
Yeah?
Yeah, and it doesn't work in either of my browsers. Nice. I don't know.
Hilarious stuff, man.
It's all right. Things happen.
So what about you, man? You last time we talked, we were all both perplexed and immersed with all sorts of planning and fun things like that.
Yes, absolutely. But I have been really just doing planning. Not a lot of support things. I think everybody kind of came back from being gone. There was a small break, which a bunch of folks on my team kind of got. Little time off.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't been able to, I haven't been required to do personal tech support, but you've been working on a project. We talked about this, I believe, on the last show with the massive workstation that you were building.
The massive workstation, professional workstation, dual 8-core Xeon 128 gig of RAM box with six SSD drives set up in a storage space, all for purposes of quality assurance testing of software apps and things like that. So that was fun. It's all built. The funny thing is, though, because the application and the server all work remotely, it hasn't left my office yet, suspiciously.
But they're using it?
They're using it remotely. And so I don't know if all of a sudden my office is now going to become the server room for this particular box, the literal, traditional, the server under my desk as a footstool being the box that's doing this QE. So that might happen, although... you know, they did sheepishly come by the other day and say that they would come and pick it up at some point, but they just can't take it down because it's being used right now. So apparently, I have to be very careful if I have to move offices or do things.
Because the service all of a sudden stops. They're like, what?
Why did this app testing stop on 18 different boxes simultaneously? Fun stuff like
so
that.
So apparently, the issue is that we are not broadcasting from a secure source and Channel 9 is. So you have to click the accept non-secure content.
What? Channel 9 is secure?
Channel 9 is just switched over.
Channel 9 switched to HTTPS.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We weren't made aware of that change.
We weren't.
We were?
We were not.
I was about to say, I never got that email.
Yeah.
Let me see if the live stream can
be switched. So we're going to see if we can switch the live stream over. That would be why there's only six people viewing online right now, right?
Because they've all accepted, yeah, go ahead, run anything.
Do you accept our tracking bug to secretly see what it is that you're doing? It's a fun day.
Oh. HTTPS would work, so if you want to switch the...
If I switch the embed code?
Just okay, add hang on.
Let me live troubleshoot this like everyone else has been doing here.
Patch and say, Phil Herb says patch and switch aren't secure. Go figure.
We believe in security through obscurity, actually.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I think it could be.
Channel 9 fixed the patch and switch glitch of not being default HTTPS. Sean Lowe says he's just purchased about 300 Lenovo N21 Chromebooks.
Why?
That's yeah. Well, no
Chromebooks.
Yeah. Well, and so I'm curious. And Sean Lowe, what is that project? I'm very curious as to what that project is going on that you've got all those Chromebooks in for. Let's see. Kyle Beckman says we don't need any stinking encryption. Oh, Sean Lowe says schools. So Chromebooks for the schools, right? So they use VDIs?
My Surface mouse cursor is acting up. Whenever I take my finger off the trackpad, it just jumps like half an inch to a side.
Oh.
It's
crazy. Have you tried to disconnect and reconnect it?
It's the trackpad.
Oh. You need a new keyboard.
What is this, patch and switch?
Yeah, this is patch and switch.
Like I'm trying to hit the edit and I can't.
The great thing is anybody viewing can see that Rick is actually trying to do this on the screen. Oh, you actually really can't see the screen well behind us, so.
Okay, almost there.
All right, we're going to fix this.
Almost there.
We're gonna burn it through 10 minutes of the show just dealing with the fact that we are not HTTPS.
Oh, here it comes. Editing the text file now.
And you can actually put HTTPS on the Takio because they support it as well.
Oh, wow.
Well, we're going to go secure.
No NSA is going to be listening to this show.
Save. I'm not quite sure anybody actually listens to this show.
Definitely not today. Okay, we have...
Sean Lowe says he is researching VDI, actually going to pick up an NVIDIA grid card to play with.
Hit the refresh. Hit the refreshes. That
Phil Erb says this is a fantastic from the trenches. Yes, absolutely it is because live we are from live trenches. From the trenches. So forget the fact that we've done absolutely nothing this week. We actually troubleshoot live on the show for those people who
I see
connect.
12 people in the chat room now.
So here's the thing.
Got it. Now what?
It still comes up with the only secure content.
It's cache, dude. It's got to take a couple minutes for the cache on channel 9 to refresh.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Hang on.
Well, I figure you guys have changed it.
Bum, 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 bum. It still says only secure content being displayed.
Yes, I know. I just got that.
So, I know. Hang on.
Yeah, it may take some time. That's all right.
So, besides that... I actually got a notice from ClearDB. You guys, you know ClearDB?
Yeah.
They do the... MySQL hosted solution up on Azure, because my blog site regularitguy.com uses ClearDB as the back end from a WordPress implementation on Azure, and says go ahead and update your billing information and all that sort of stuff. And I'm like, this is probably my kick in the butt to finally get off of ClearDB and try just doing a multi highly available MySQL implementation.
Yeah.
Off of a Linux IaaS implementation on Azure, and then have an Azure website being able to point to it.
So did you set up said database?
I am in the process of doing so, and hope to continue it today after the show, because I don't want to do it right now. But there is some documentation on how to do it.
Why not? We've been troubleshooting the show.
You just can't do it.
Okay.
So you know, the interesting thing, though, is that MySQL is going to be going with a an active-passive solution. To be able to do it,
okay.
The configuration. I'm not able to set it up across database regions. So basically, I'm going to have it all in the same data center on one VNet. Mm-hmm. But I can at least have it inside an availability set inside of Azure so that if I have any maintenance that goes on, things can go on. What's Joe talking? Joe's trying to get me on the line now?
Apparently. Apparently, you need to mute your...
Mute my Skype business.
Yes.
Well, again, they can't see us up there on the TV anyway. So
well, that's all right. Yes. So how do you have this process fully documented that you're following along with? Is this something that you're just kind of going
like all true good documentation online? It's in various different spots.
Yes,
from various different authors. And so, yes, I am creating one consolidated view of how to be able to do it, and we'll be publishing that with the most current up to date information. But going with two Linux boxes, probably just going to do an A2 instance. Something like that, maybe an A1 because it's just a database backend, pretty small, and in availability sets. And then I'm still debating if I go with a IaaS low balance Apache stack or if I go with the Azure websites. I kind of like the Azure websites because it's
like Azure
scaling.
Websites too. Yeah.
So if I can install WordPress on the Azure websites as opposed to using the template version, which does all the configuration pointing to ClearDB, I should be fine.
Yeah, excellent.
You should be able to. You should be able to upload the PHP just fine.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. We'll see.
Looks like Sean Lowe has rolled out some direct access, rolled out to 20 users. He didn't know how he didn't have it a long time ago. And I believe that was through some help with in on the Facebooks with the crew.
Oh yeah,
offering some help with the direct access. So fantastic! Well done. Love the community support we've got going in here. Looks like Esposito has a Quadro 4000 and his Hyper-V server uses for remote FX. Looks like what did I saw something? I saw numbers. Oh yeah, Sean Lowe. OneWise Geek says he's got less than 500 desktops for 5,000 users. Everyone wants mobility.
Wow.
It is mobility. That is the theme. And OneWise Geek says he's got 1,000 iPads, 3,000 laptops, 2,500 Chromebooks.
Holy
and
cow.
Only 500 desktops.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. That's very interesting. Very interesting.
I mean, obviously, we've all... all the people that I know at Softie Space is all laptops.
Yeah.
Tablets, yeah,
it's
laptops.
Kind of it's kind of rare that there's actually desktops.
Well, that's around. You know the MSIT folks, they're the Luddites.
We're the ones that we're the ones that have desktops.
They get the stuff out of PC Recycle inside the bins. I think
actually I got a brand new Dell Precision T7610 with 32 gigs of RAM and 2 terabyte hard drives and i7s.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, that was my desktop. That's my daily driver.
Wow,
with like
you could,
three
you could run a pretty badass Minecraft server.
Or a pretty badass SharePoint server.
Yeah, SharePoint.
Oh, yeah. Well. He does that SharePoint thing, doesn't he?
That on-prem SharePoint thing. Yeah, so my From the Trenches story, besides fixing the website on the fly and then also looking at how to do an IaaS implementation of highly available MySQL, should be fun for the day. And then that's about it.
I noticed that you're doing that on Friday.
Yes.
Don't you know that there's a change block, a change window? You're not allowed to do changes.
I run my own life vicariously when it comes to IT.
See, it's you guys.
It's my website. I mean, what? I get maybe 6 viewers on the website anyway, so does it really matter?
That's true.
Yeah, I'm doing the highly available MySQL just so I can actually figure out how to do it as opposed to my site needs it.
Yeah, right.
No. You're supposed to say it the other way. What? I need this because my site needs it because I have so much traffic. It's very important information.
But then as soon as that happens, I have to actually start producing numbers.
Ew.
And then numbers just get scary. So I try to stay out of that.
What about any beer money? We can transition to the next segment, which is beer money, which is the support that we do for our friends, our family, our family's friends. I have a house full of visitors.
Oh.
All
new potential clients for beer money.
Well, actually, it's kind of funny.
Did you get asked for it already?
Already.
How long was it when they arrived?
It was
how
a day.
Long?
It was a day.
Oh, so at least they waited the full day.
Yeah, it was actually when I was watching the Stanley Cup Final Game 6. Congratulations, Chicago Blackhawks, Stanley Cup champions.
Woohoo!
We're going to take a little bit of credit for that. As
absolutely.
It was the final preparation, the final two layers of ice were being put on the surface for the entire season. So what they do is they prep it up, put the final two layers on, and then throughout the season they continue to maintain that. And we were there to do the final little bit of prep on the second to last layer. And then you, of course, rode the Zamboni on the final layer of ice prior to the season beginning.
So you are welcome, Blackhawks fans, for Patch and Switch being able to make sure that your ice surface was in tip-top working shape. I was not allowed to drive the Zamboni, but I was at least sitting in the chair that they put the 9-year-old in to be able to drive around the ice at halftime. So I got to do that. That was fun.
And for the record, there were no toonies placed in the ice.
There was no good luck charms or tokens of appreciation deposited.
It was just the fact that we got to prep.
It was awesome, man.
Like, the ice. I mean, it was a fantastic tour. I really enjoyed
they
it.
They had the full light show going to test it all out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like
yeah,
it amazes me. Celebration. And they keep that ice the entire year by just putting the surface. They put a layer of insulation.
Yes.
And then they put down the hardwood floor
for the basketball. Yeah.
And then they can they can flip that in under 24 hours.
Yeah. Sometimes they've actually done it in a day. They've done two events in a day.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy. That's kind of crazy. So anyway, beer money. I have a laptop that quote unquote does not work.
So now I'm intrigued.
Well, that was what I was actually informed of. The laptop does not work.
Okay.
And I ask more questions. What do you mean? Well, it just doesn't work. Well, does it turn on? Yes.
Well, then it works.
Right?
There's a process running on that.
Okay. It looks like we are good back on Channel 9 now. I think we're secure.
The channel is secure, sir. Is this a secure line? The NSA is no longer able to listen on us.
Right.
Which is good.
No, I'm still getting only secure content as displayed.
Close your browser.
Yeah.
You're cached in the browser.
I've got other stuff going. That's fine.
I put a direct link in the chat room.
Link in the chat room. All right. Well done. We'll fix it for next show.
We'll do it
which,
live.
By the way, we need to talk about.
Do we?
The next show.
Why?
It's on Friday, July 3rd.
Yeah?
That is officially a holiday.
Why is it a holiday?
Because the 4th of July occurs on Saturday. Therefore, so
don't
the official
they carry
holiday
over
is Friday.
To the Monday?
No, Friday. If the holiday's on Sunday, it carries to Monday. If the holiday's on Saturday, Friday is the day off.
Is that the official word?
That is official word.
I looked it up on MSW's calendar.
Okay. It's not just there. It's also on HR Web. A lovely site run by a great guy.
Self-promotion there.
Wow.
Okay, what do we do?
That's the question.
You know, this is an international audience that's listening in to this.
That is true.
So,
but I'm actually not going to be here.
Are you here on the 6th?
Yeah, I'm here on the 6th. That would be Monday.
Yeah, that's my birthday.
Oh, it is. That's right.
Yours is what? Yours is later the week, right?
The 14th, actually. Yeah, a week later.
The birthday cake edition of
yes,
the Patch
and
Switch.
Yeah, we'll have to figure that out. We'll do some social media.
If you have any opinion on what day and time the show should be for next episode,
we can do it on Thursday prior.
In the chat room, they can actually just do it right now.
Yeah, they could. We can get, you know, the few folks that we have online. They're like, you can Skype in. Actually, no, I can't anymore. that used to work on the old platform. Yeah, it doesn't work on the new platform.
This would be a challenge. Geek. We're not ready for it. We can barely get the stream to go HTTPS. So
that's true.
You know, I don't think you want to start mixing
those things. We can go on and run the show either Thursday prior to the holiday, or we can do it Monday following, assuming that there are no incidents involving fireworks.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm going out of town, so...
Are you back on time for
yeah,
Monday?
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, I'll be back Sunday.
Doing a Monday show just sounds weird.
I know, right? Because, like, Monday people are busy, particularly after a holiday weekend.
Oh, yeah, it's
our
a
IT
slow
folks
day
are just going to be
Monday.
Busy.
Yeah.
And I wonder if the Thursday before a holiday, IT people just kind of check out, like the rest of the staff does.
Mm. Well, no, they normally do more work.
Except at Microsoft.
That's a maintenance
window.
Yeah,
but they normally do more work because no one's around.
Yeah, that's a maintenance window.
It's a maintenance window for sure.
What does everybody think? We'll ask the chat room. When do you think we should do the next show? Following the U.S. holiday. Now, the Canadian holiday is on the 1st,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. And that is Canada Day? What day is that?
It's Canada Day. The day from 1867 when Canada was recognized as a country by the four participating Confederacy provinces.
Okay.
Don't ask me. Oh, no, I can't name them all. It's New Brunswick, PEI, Ontario, and Quebec.
Hutter says it's only a holiday where we are. Yes, you are correct. That is true. It's only a holiday in the U.S. and, well, North America. Because I guess... So how do you deal with that?
This is turning into a very awkward conversation now.
So your holiday for you is on the 1st. So,
do you take
multiple days off?
The hat of United States, Canada... Yes, we take Monday off We take the first off because it's Canada Day,
but not PEI and Nova Scotia.
PEI and Nova Scotia also celebrate Canada Day
Esposito
as well.
Esposito says not PEI and Nova Scotia.
I would challenge that because Esposito's actually from Alberta, so he doesn't know.
I wonder if he was arguing the recognition of countryhood.
No. Okay. Oh, what? No, see, it had to have been PEI because that's where it happened in Charlottetown. See, now we're getting into Canadian history.
Yeah.
Because Confederation took place in Charlottetown.
It did.
At the Confederation Center. And therefore, it would have to have been one of the provinces that would be included.
PEI wasn't part of Confederation at 1867, Esposito says.
Okay, so here he's challenged me. I got to find this out.
I need to look it up and share.
Apparently, somebody needs to retake his Canadian history course.
Yeah, I guess.
yeah, so the 4th of July holiday, Independence Day
yes.
for the U.S.
So in July 1st is Canada.
Okay.
And we do celebrate it on the day of, and big party, big time.
Okay. So but do you get to take both the 1st and the 3rd off then, or?
1st and 3rd?
Well, because the third is technically the holiday for the fourth, right? Because you can't. You can't sell. The holiday is on a weekend. We need to get a day off for the holiday, right?
Yes.
You understand where I'm going with this?
I hear you, man. The funny thing
this
is,
show's going to hell in a half basket, isn't it?
It's completely all over the place today.
All right. Like it's any different than the other day?
I just want to point out, I believe the rails are over there.
And the show's over here.
Yes. Okay.
We've gone completely off the rails. That's all right. It happens. It happens. Okay. So anyway, I have a laptop. I haven't done much work on it, only because I did get a brand spanking new 24-inch monitor.
Very nice.
That needed to be installed.
And you were telling me... Did you want to finish the laptop story before we continue?
The laptop, it just doesn't work, but it starts. So I haven't figured out much beyond that.
You know, they sell this thing called the Fix-It Stick.
We've talked about the Fix-It Stick. And we've decided that no, we don't use the Fix-It Stick.
I would love. You know, I actually want to go and buy one.
We build our own.
I want to go buy one.
Why? You can build your own.
Because, you know what? The scary part is that my mother-in-law... used the Fix-It Stick to fix one of her problems.
That's right.
Because they had taken over her upload and download center for patch updates and stuff.
Kyle Beckman says he's checked out for 2 minutes to take a call. What in the world am I listening to?
We are right there with you, my friends. Right there with you. This is what happens. You brought your own coffee. I don't have coffee today. I haven't had a coffee yet. Although I did have my kale and mango shake.
How was the kale? Is that what that green...
That's what the green thing is. It's kale and mango.
I thought it was kryptonite or something.
It's good.
No.
It's very Esposito says PEI was in 1873. You guys were like 100 years past us.
Yeah, 1776, baby.
Yeah, 1776. Where were you guys?
Yeah.
Always behind. All right. All right, so getting back on track, again, for the fourth time.
Canada has the first actual appearance of Europeans on the soil, as opposed to the Mayflower and stuff.
Right.
With fishing villages.
Yeah.
Cool. I've seen some Viking locations.
Vikings?
Vikings.
We were Vikings.
Vikings over in Newfoundland.
With big pointy hats.
We got to come back to the show. What's the topic we're talking about?
I don't know. We are on the From the Trenches section.
So, and I mentioned that I got distracted from setting up the laptop by buying a new monitor. And then you started down a path of asking a question.
The question I was going to ask you was, you were mentioning that there is a particular sale on right now that you're thinking about picking
up. Yeah, it was yesterday. So there's a one-day only shop sale that does these one-day promo codes, right? Come in through email. And the offer... was about $140 savings on an i7 gigabyte bricks device, which is essentially like an Intel Nook, but it's Gigabyte's version of it. It supports a full 2.5-inch drive inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, it comes basically with no hard drive, no memory. And I'm like, wow, that's a killer deal at $380-something dollars. The catch was is that $100 of that promo code was in a rebate, which takes about 9 weeks to get to you, right? So it's kind of one of those things where it's like,
eventually
I'll get the savings.
See, I've never actually successfully sent those in to get the money whenever I do them. So
when I do those rebates, I basically do it the day that I purchase it. I get everything together. And nowadays you can submit most of the stuff online, which is fantastic. And then you just have to send in, you know, the rebate card. So I just put it all in an envelope, put it in the mailbox, get it done so that I don't... And then, of course, then I forget about it for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, and then all of a sudden...
A check arrives.
Well, now they do these debit cards.
Oh, yeah.
They change it to the debit cards.
Yeah, the debit cards. And the catch on some of these debit cards is once you use it, if you don't use the whole thing...
Oh, it takes like $5 a month.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's similar to a deal that Best Buy is offering with regards to PS4 or 250 gig Xbox 360. Bring it in to Best Buy, and they will give you $75 off. So it's gone down for the dollars off for Xbox One. But then they've increased and sweetened the deal by giving you $100 Visa gift card to be able to give you $175 off of.
But it has to be the 360 Slim, does it not?
360 250 gig drive.
So it can't be the old white one.
Can't be the old white one.
Yeah.
So I still have one of those left, and so I better get on this before they depreciate in value. I saw that during E3, which is very, very cool, and also the announce of being able to do 360 compatible games.
So when is that going to occur?
It's not out in update yet, but it will be part of the preview update program with a select few number of titles. Yeah. And if you go to User Voice at Xbox, you'll actually see a give us your recommendation for titles to get it to work. And eventually it'll become the 360 game publisher simply has to tick off a box to say that, yes, this works. And then it becomes available to be able to include. Oh,
excellent.
That's the plan.
That's the plan. But the one thing that was pointed out by a few of the pundits is the publishers may not want to actually let their older games so that you have to buy the new one.
That's the same thing with like printer manufacturers wanting to get you to buy the printer cartridges from and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's unfortunately the prerogative of the publisher.
Yeah.
And of course.
Yeah, that's kind of why I'm holding on to my 360, particularly because that's the main platform of choice. I mean, now with Minecraft, I guess, being on the Xbox One, I can take a step up and pick up
the
Xbox One.
Other absolute awesomeness they showed you, which was Minecraft HoloLens.
Actually,
wow.
I think one of the most awesome things that came out of E3 is going to be Battlefront Star Wars.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Interesting.
They showed an amazing video of first-person shooter running through Hoth. And you can play both Empire as well as Rebel forces. So at the beginning of the video is these rebels running through the ice caverns of the rebel base on Hoth. And then they flip over and you see one of the snowtroopers running alongside of an AT-AT.
Nice.
Just make sure you don't get in the path of the foot, right?
Rather large. It's like the Monty Python videos.
And then also from the Star Wars front, and something that I personally am invested in because my brother works on the game, which is Disney Infinity Star Wars Edition is coming out. And they've actually announced this week at E3 a new character that they haven't previously announced, and that would be Boba Fett.
Ooh. I will say this. My sister's probably not happy with your brother and his efforts because my niece and nephew are totally into Disney Infinity.
Yeah, between Minecraft and Infinity, that's all that gets played anymore at my house. Absolutely love the Marvel stuff that they were doing around Avengers. But Star Wars, shut up and take my money. Right? The only problem with the Battlefield Star Wars game is it's not out until November 17th.
Oh, yeah?
So, I mean, it's July.
Hmm.
Yeah. Right, and of course that is timing given that the new Star Wars movie
good time
will be coming, I believe it's December, yeah.
Yeah,
this year.
Yes,
yes, we finally made it. It seems like forever ago that we were. Is it this year or next? It's this year, isn't it?
This year.
Yeah. Okay. We went off on a tangent again, didn't we? Well, because you were talking about the Best Buy thing, and that led to Xbox One. I still have not purchased an Xbox One. I do have an Xbox One that I use during the testing phases.
Yep.
Though unfortunately it doesn't play the DVD based games, but I can, you know, use DLC, right? Downloadable content and the downloadable games. I might.
My house is, because of that deal, my house is now going to become a 2 Xbox One.
Yeah.
Household.
Yeah.
One in the back, one in the front.
And you've made the big transition for most of the games over to Xbox One now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the most part. The only one that used to get played was some of the Xbox Live titles. That were on the 360 that aren't available on the Xbox One. Just small.
Geometry Wars?
Simple. I don't know if it's Geometry Wars or something Fancy Pants or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I know which one you're talking about.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not my liking for what they are.
So I guess we could transition, unless you have From the Trenches stories.
Have a From the Trenches story that happened this past week. to tell you the truth, nothing.
In the past fortnight?
Nothing. Coming up zeros, man. Like... I have to stretch.
Well, I guess we can move to random spending because we kind of talked about random spending when we were talking about the Gigabyte Bricks device that Hodders actually says bricks are cool. The Bricks devices are actually, can we spoil that those were the devices that were used in Chicago?
I don't think you can. You can do that.
Yeah.
For, I was doing work with the NanoServer team. And they built a bunch of boxes to be able to take with them, and they decided to buy the smallest boxes they could possibly find to go along with Nano Server to be able to use.
Oh, yeah, it makes sense.
So they use those guys.
AdamBomb00 asks, anybody have any good gadgety Father's Day gift ideas? I ordered myself a Father's Day gift. which is an instant read thermometer.
Oh, nice.
Digital instant read thermometer. ThermoPen instant read
thermometer. Oh, the small guys. You just like stick in.
Yeah,
as
exactly.
opposed to like the big, huge device that has the cable off of it to be able to
stick
it.
Well, I've already got that.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah. K.O. Beckman says, you could tell from the pictures they were Bricks devices. Didn't look like it was a secret. I didn't think it was going to be a secret. I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't, you know, violating something.
I just like the fact that people like K.O. Beckman notice that stuff.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you know
your IT folks.
You have a badge of geekdom right there because you can pick off the types of devices they're using for demos. Very, very cool.
One Wise Geek says Raspberry Pis are cool.
I haven't played with the Pi yet.
Yeah.
Personally. Haven't done one. Ow.
Oh, One Wise Geek says you can make a beer controller, and he gives a link.
Clicking we're on said link already.
Yeah, can you favorite that?
You realize that we have an issue already with being taken away and diverging other things.
It runs on Raspberry Pi and Arduino. Uh-huh. It's a temperature controller.
Uh-huh. It's like a fermenter
with a web interface.
Fermentometer.
Ooh. Okay. Don't look anymore.
Okay, I'm going back to the show.
Yes, exactly.
This is a live show.
Sean Lowe says he's going to use his Raspberry Pi to make his kid's wagon autonomous so it just follows us.
Good work.
That's how Skynet spooky. Starts.
Yeah, this is how Skynet began. That is actually a good question for random spending. Any good geeky Father's Day gadgety ideas? I know that Adam Bomb 00's guy is a very much a gadget guy. And I think Adam's pretty much purchased everything from Brookstone. So there's nothing left to...
The most expensive gadget shop in the world.
No. There's one better.
What?
It's the catalog that's in the back of all the airplanes.
But SkyMall folded, though. They don't exist anymore.
What?
SkyMall folded.
What?
I didn't hear this.
This was ages ago, guys.
Really?
SkyMall's done. They closed it down. No one was buying the $300,000 dinosaur that you could get assembled inside of your house.
I'm
pretty sure I remember reading the article that SkyMall was no more.
Oh, that's disappointing.
I mean, who needs to have a special rattan furniture for their dog to recline by the pool?
AdamBomb00 says SkyMall is back. No, he does. He says SkyMall's back.
I know. I just saw that.
Yeah.
I got it right here.
Oh, yeah. Okay. There. Yeah, there you go.
Random spending wise, good Father's Day gifts. Honestly, I just, for a good Father's Day gift, I just bought myself a new beer fridge. Because I broke the last beer fridge.
Okay, so can we transition now? We're going to do this. We're
giving up on transitioning. We're just talking about anything today. That's
at this point, because the show was just...
Random anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. So going to the beer talk, which is a segment, we brew beer. Most folks know that we brew beer.
Really?
Apparently. And this past weekend, we gathered for another...
the first brew in a long time.
Yes. In several months, actually.
Yeah.
Since before the competition. And we all gathered together, and we were working on a lager... Which is actually, it's the Hell's Lager that you were doing.
Hell's Lager requires decoction, which takes a much longer time to make.
And this time we were actually doing a little bit more with the decoction. And you can see, those of you who are tuned in live can see the pictures of our brew setup. We will post those to the brew page on Facebook for those crew people who are in the brew group. But you can kind of see our little workstation that we've got there. The old beer fridge. That you see in the photo that he's actually now changed from. There's the old beer fridge. Now, as part of this, when we were doing the decoction, and it takes... This was at least a four-hour project before we even got to the boil.
Right.
While we were waiting for the decoction process to occur and temperatures to get to where they wanted to be and for things to sit... we actually were working on clearing the lines because we had a funny taste in... It was not just in the Bock, was it? It was also
in the Anchor Steam.
In the Anchor Steam. There's a funny taste. So we're like, let's clean the lines. So I go into the kegerator. I pull all the lines out and I start putting through the cleaner. And then we tried to put the brush down the lines, and the lines were a little bit too small for the brush. And Anyway, we were just kind of waiting for that to happen. And at the same time, I guess a keg sprung a leak. Now, I had to leave because I had to go get more water.
Yep.
Because it looked like we were going to run short. So I ran to get more water.
So one of the kegs had a bad seal in the beer line out area. So when you took the tap off to be able to the cable they can work here, when you take the line off to be able to go in and serve the
beer,
you
can actually see our sparging there on the on the show. A keg sprung a leak.
Kegs basically sprung a leak, so we took them out, and while I'd taken them out, I'm like, you know what, while I'm here, I might, the kegs are empty, I might as well go and start to get rid of some of this buildup of ice, because it's a 1950s fridge, and so the cold plate at the top of the fridge was completely covered in about 8 inches of ice, or close to 20 centimeters of ice.
So if you take a look on the website, there's actually video of you with a blowtorch.
Are you playing the video?
Defrosting the fridge. And I think that was a fantastic idea. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. Yeah. And then, you know, we can capture the water and everything.
It was taking too long.
It was, yeah. So you spent about 2.5 seconds, which is about how long we've been taking for various segments on the show before we completely go off the rails. Before you decided, you're going to go at this a little bit differently.
Yeah.
So you managed to go and get a screwdriver and a hammer.
Yes.
To start removing the ice.
And I was being very ginger and careful with regards to how I was striking. Striking the ice chunks to make sure that they would work.
And it was going fantastic. It was going
great. Going speedily through the issues.
And yeah, 3/4 of the fridge had been defrosted because it's an old 1950s fridge, and the cooling comes from the freezer section of the top, so it gets a ton of ice. And then I was sitting at the other side of the garage and just kind of hanging out watching temperatures, and I hear, oh... And there was no expletive. It was just kind of like, oh. And then all of a sudden I hear, and I'm like, you didn't just do it. You're like, yeah.
Yeah, I just did it.
Yeah, you just did it. And I'm like, well, let's turn it off. Let's at least try not to let all of the refrigerant go out. You can't.
You can't turn off the refrigerant. It's like once the magic smoke leaves the computer chips, once the Freon leaves the chill plate of the fridge, you're out of luck.
It's free.
Hotters asks, how many beers had you had before you decided to defrost the fridge with a hammer? Here's the problem. We really hadn't had any because the beer fridge was giving... The beer had a funky taste because of the lines. Yep. So we weren't really drinking. In fact, it wasn't until I left to go get water that I actually ended up bringing back... We actually brought some Lagunitas back.
Yep.
So no beer.
No beer. The fridge is dead. Now, to its credit, the fridge had served quite a long life and had
a... So it's a 1950s
fridge.
Yeah.
It was called a hot point fridge. And I actually had taken an old beer fridge from my office that was one of those college dorm small 2.5 cubic foot fridges.
Yeah,
dorm and completely fridge. Destroyed it to be able to remove the chill plate, to use that chill plate to be able to cool the fridge down. And that worked great, but it had served its time. It got punctured, and time to move on. So I'm fridgeless, and we are tapless and beerless since by that point in time. But one of our friends and good friends and members of Beer Team 6 is moving, and he has this gorgeous fridge that he did some restoration work on. And he graciously...
So why did he have to do restoration work on it? Because I believe when he bought it, it was in amazing shape, and he just wanted to paint it.
He just wanted to paint it, so he did restoration work on it and got it all done.
There was some Bondo involved.
Just because I dropped his brand new fridge and took a gash down the side, you wanted to bring this up again?
Well, no, because I believe it was destiny.
Yeah. Got a picture of the fridge? You got a picture of the Bondo on it, or just the final results?
The final results.
Okay.
So you can see the final result, or you saw the final result. So... You were destined to have that fridge, weren't you?
Yeah. So, for an undisclosed amount of money, and barter exchange, first round draft pick, I now am the proud owner of a new 4-tap fridge.
And this is a 1960s
this
fridge.
This is an Admiral fridge. It's also in the late 50s, early 60s.
Okay.
The freezer still works. So we actually have little doors we can open up and put some beer mugs inside of.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
However, I will say it is very snug inside there to fit four kegs inside of this fridge. It's a very snug, snug play. We're not going to be wanting opening and closing the door all the time because it's a pain in the butt to do it.
Yeah.
But it's there.
Well, when you need to. And have we have you put new lines in?
No, I'm using his lines. They're good.
Oh, they're good? And so is the beer okay?
Mr. OCD, what do you expect?
Well, that's true.
I have not had a chance to sample it yet because...
yeah,
because
they sat outside for a while.
They're all warm, so...
Yeah.
It took about a day to get them down to temperature.
So random spending-wise, you've spent randomly on a new fridge.
Spent randomly on a new fridge, probably far too much. But, you know, when you're emotionally involved with the fridge, you...
Well, it's not just the fridge. I mean, there's also kind of a legacy to be left, as this is the second member of Beer Team 6 that has now moved.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm going to get him to sign the fridge, though.
Are you?
He has to sign the fridge. I'm going to buy some gold paint so that he can sign the fridge in the bottom corner or something like that with his name.
That'd be cool.
He says, no, just give me a Sharpie. And I'm like, no, I don't want a Sharpie on that. It's a good quality fridge. Good quality stuff. So, yeah, I'm going to give him the sign this weekend.
Excellent.
Should be the plan.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The plan, man. So that's my random spend.
We've also been random spending on new beer shirts.
Which are arriving today.
Are they? Are they out for delivery?
I should check again. They said
because
that
I saw that it had
they left Oakland, California.
Right. And they arrived here in Seattle, but if they don't go out on a truck in the morning, they may not go out for delivery.
Yeah. Well, they said that they're going. I'm trying to find the mail for my tracking codes.
Pierre says gold Sharpies exist.
Gold Sharpies exist. Oh, nice.
What were you thinking? Just getting a little paint pen?
Just a paint pen. Yeah. Or just to get a little jar of gold paint from a hobby shop and then have him sign it with a paintbrush or something.
Why gold?
Gold and reds look good together, I think.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
You know, it's a red fridge.
All right. Makes sense.
Go that way.
I random spent bought a new monitor, as I talked about earlier in the show, and I'm also now working on picking up. This is something I want to ask for the geeks on board, and it's unfortunate that Rigsby isn't on the show because this would be right in his wheelhouse. But I wanted to talk about the pros and cons of mini versus micro ATX, and if there is anything other than the size factor as to, you know, obviously mini is smaller than micro in the ATX form factor, if you can believe that. Let's see.
On truck for delivery.
We'll see it today. That's awesome. So if anybody has an opinion, I'd love to get your take in the chat room. Mini versus micro ATX.
Because you're saying that actually the smaller form factor boards end up being compromised for performance because of their architecture, you believe?
Well, no, I don't believe that it is a compromise in performance. Here's the main thing. Mini boards only have two slots for RAM.
Right.
Which generally isn't an issue because I'm not going to need more than 16 gig of RAM if, probably just go even with 8, the primary function of this device is music production, sound production, and an occasional game, right? I'm going to pick up a R9 270, an older video card, but still something that's worthy. But I've been debating form factor because I do love the mini form factor. I do love the fact that I can cram this thing into a tiny case, but... There are also some smaller micro cases that aren't that much bigger and give me a little more space to kind of work in. And I'm just wondering, apples to apples, it's just, you know.
Don't get an apple.
Just different expansion slots, different things there. I was just wondering if anybody else had an opinion on the matter.
You can't expand apples, right?
Okay. Anyway. And sound engineer is trying to take us off on a tangent, aren't you? Yeah. I'm trying to stay on task with random spending here. Mr. Beckman says the smaller board just has fewer expansion slots. Probably depends on chipset too. So I'm looking at an H97. I'm not going for the Z97 is that I don't overclock these machines.
Right.
I don't really feel the need to overclock on them. The extra, you know, $50 that you're going to plug into the motherboard to get a Z97, the extra $60 you're going to put into an overclockable processor doesn't really, for the performance and the fact that I'm not going hardcore gaming on this. You're right. I am. One Wise Geek says it depends on how many expansion slots you need and how big of a geek you are. Well, I am a big geek, but again, the reality is this is a pretty basic machine, but I can't just settle on just going off and buying maybe a Bricks device or a Nook device or even an off-the-shelf machine. I just need to build it myself.
Yeah.
Right. Being the inner geek that I am. And the reality is, it's actually about, it is about $100 cheaper for me to build it myself.
Money well spent. I have not looked at small form factor systems in quite some time, man.
Yeah.
It's honestly, I always thought that there was a performance issue because the chipsets being used and other things like that. It was not necessarily related to the motherboard.
Hutter itself. Says, running VMs, you'd want 4 RAM slots so you can upgrade it. I'm not going to be. Well, really. I could be. But again,
all my VMs
if I
are
did
in...
that, I'd just jump up to 16 gig, just drop in 2 sticks of 8 gig of RAM. And 16 gig is fine for VMs if I'm only going to be running a couple, because the reality is, most of the VMs that I run are cloud-based.
Yeah.
You know, my Minecraft server is cloud-based. All of the demo stuff that I run nowadays is cloud-based. Though I do like the option of having a machine that is VM-capable, hence the reason I'm going with the Intel.
Yep.
I'm going with the i5 versus the i7. Again, it's that $150 tax that I'm just like minimal performance gains for what I'm working on. If you're running multiple video cards, microboards don't generally work, so that's true. That is true. Yeah, anyway. And Kyle Beckman says, chipsets got hard to compare between ATX and ITX, which is exactly why I brought the question to the room. But maybe I'll throw it out on Twitter and see who's going to answer. Again, it's this never-ending project. I've been working on a year to buy a new PC. So One Wise Geek is saying Intel boo. I don't understand that. I find Intel processors very
I did the AMD world for a while, but then I switched back to the Intel.
Yeah. I do too. Yeah. And again, I'm going stock, right? I'm not going to overclock. I'm not going to need water cooling, any of this other stuff.
I mean, the primary function for this machine is to be inside your studio to be able to do music production.
And to broadcast the show.
And to broadcast the show. Right? But he doesn't shatter. That's it.
Yeah.
The last random spin that I did that was not beer fridge related was actually flashlights. Kind of geeky flashlights.
Oh.
These are new form factors made by Energizer.
Uh-huh.
That are LED based, obviously.
Yeah.
But one of them is almost like a, I want to say a cam shell. It opened up like this.
Uh-huh.
And it's a big square, I want to say 4-inch square plate.
Right.
That opens up. And then they have the LEDs on the inside. And it reflects through the plastic and then emanates out 360 wise like
that. Oh, that's really cool.
And it has either a 4 battery or an 8 battery option to give you over 150 hours of burn time just on that particular light. But then also, if you don't want to have it 360, if you bend it down like this, the surface that it comes off of is white, and so it reflects it in a more directed fashion.
Does it have a magnetic piece to it? So maybe you could use it for some work in, you know.
It doesn't have the ability to clamp onto stuff. It doesn't have a kickstand to be able to pop out,
gotcha.
That sort of stuff. The second form factor flashlight that I bought was also by Energizer, which is similar in concept, but it's about the size of this microphone. It's a tube, like a miniature barrel, and it pops open like this, straight up and down. And then the center part is, again, a sheet of transparent plastic with optic effects inside of it that the three LEDs at the bottom will go off and emanate out in 360.
Mm-hmm.
But this one here is actually able to be hung from your tent or hung from some kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then you close it back down, and then the handle wraps around it and it's rubber to be able to clip onto it to make it nice small to be able to pack.
Oh, perfect for camping.
Two small little camping flashlights.
Now, yeah, you actually don't use a tent when you camp.
No, I'm lazy. I use a trailer.
That has heating and air conditioning.
Heating and air conditioning,
yes.
Microwave and fridge and freezer. I did not opt to get the beer tap, although I do bring a beer keg with me.
Yes.
That I sit in ice normally.
Yeah, and we just bring a little... You know, kind of
bring the Cobra top. Actually, I have an attachment that goes on. It's a full-fledged tap that goes on the end.
I've not seen that.
And I did get an update on my U-keg pressurized 1 gallon keg.
Hang on real quick.
Yes?
Kyle Beckman has your camping beat.
All right.
He uses a hotel.
Even better. So I got a update on my KegWorks 1 gallon keg, pressurized keg with sight glass and pressure regulator, coming from China. It has been updated that the delivery will be in October. That they had a short delay because of manufacturing issues.
Yeah, a short delay on top of the longer delay that they announced earlier this year.
Okay. So
it's a Kickstarter.
It's a Kickstarter. Hey, it's coming, and I see pictures, so it's got to be true.
That's actually been happening a lot with stuff coming from overseas. There's a lot of problems getting into the country because of a change in import laws and a slowdown in the West Coast ports.
Yeah, the West Coast ports.
They resolved the slowdown in the West Coast ports now.
But if this was
the bargaining agreement, the bargaining agreement has been signed, as far as I know.
Right, but it's
Cascade effect. Cascade effect.
Yeah. We've got about 5 minutes left to go in the show. Where did the time go? What did we talk about? Absolutely nothing, but that's, of course, pretty usual for this show. Apologize for the earlier technical flaws and delays. There apparently was an update made to the platform that we weren't made aware of, and we generally probably wouldn't be made aware of said update because we are kind of rogue anyway, right? So we just kind of do this thing. So let's name the show. Three words.
Work safe words.
Taken at random. I know there was a thought that random should be one of the words for next week's show, but I don't think we should encourage tangential. Next week to be just tangential was in this week.
It has
tangential
been.
And Essex and what else? What was the first
craft
one?
Tangential
craft Essex. Tangential Essex.
We're number one anywhere.
Am I keeping you awake?
Anywhere. I'm waiting for my coffee.
Okay, gotcha. Anywhere. Random awesomeness. So anywhere awesomeness. So desired by life says awesomeness.
Yeah,
so anywhere awesomeness, and we need one more word.
Oh, look, Hotters gave Ned Pyle a good shout out in the storage replica video.
Oh, nice. Excellent. Yeah, Nerd Pyle. So we need one more word. Anywhere awesomeness. Phil, we have not appropriately four score. I like that. Yes. Anywhere awesomeness, four score.
Got it.
Done. So thanks, One Wise Geek and Desired by Life. And who did the first one? Pierre.
Pierre, anywhere.
Yeah, Pierre. So you are now no longer eligible to start naming the show Pierre. We use too many of this. We got to give other people a shot.
Yeah. But that's assuming that we have viewers and listeners, though.
We do, actually. We've got.
I'm very surprised at the recovery from the security thing and also the 1 hour delayed start because of rain delay.
Rain delay, yes. Indoors.
rain delay indoors in Seattle. It never happens.
So Kyle Beckman asks, when is the next show? Shall we do it Thursday before the holiday, which would be the 2nd of July?
I'm around.
Okay.
I'm here.
All right, everybody seems to agree. So we're going to do it Thursday because the Monday after the holiday is just too chaotic for those of us in IT.
And I'm willing to bet that it's probably going to be a slow day for people that are working in IT on the Thursday before.
Yeah.
Because most people have taken a day off, except for the IT folks who are actually getting projects done.
Exactly. So we're going to do it normal time, so 9 a.m. Pacific time.
9 a.m. Pacific on Thursday.
Thursday, the 2nd of July. The 2nd of July. So that will be the next episode of the Patch and Switch show. So there you go. We've decided. Are you going to socialize that via the Twitter?
I will socialize that, and we might bring a surprise of having extra camera angles in.
Oh, really?
I had a talk with the producers from Channel 9.
Are they actually going to start investing in this show?
They are going to start to invest in the infrastructure of the show, and I believe there might be a couple of HDMI cameras coming.
Oh, really?
With wall mounts, and so we might stick one like over in this direction over here, another one over there. And then our camera operator will actually have something to do and press buttons to make things
work.
He's
been doing a fantastic job. He's been streaming pictures and videos.
See, I can't see any of that because all the screens are around.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's all there.
No.
So they're also talking about when the some reconstruction that's going to be going on. So this temporary room might actually be moved out, and we might be eventually in the middle of the summer or late summer be moved to a new location.
Again.
Another
move.
And, you know, we might even have this in a separate room.
What are you talking about?
So that there's more room at the table.
Oh, so we boot the producer out. Or not the video audio guy.
Yeah, but I'm sure that he...
AV guy.
I'm
sure
AV
first crew. First.
Yeah, I'm sure that they will somehow manage to still figure out how to get another camera angle worked in so that they get a view of what's going on
over there. We can't give you the producer title. Nas would just be very unhappy.
The producer.
Nas is officially the producer.
Oh, no. She could be the producer. I could be the associate under producer or something like that.
Right.
That could work.
There's the band. The band has started. So that once again does it for another exciting. Wow.
Random
episode of the Patch and Switch show. I want to thank everybody who has joined us in the chat room, joined us live, despite the issues that we had with the stream early on. Adam Bomb 00, Kyle Beckman, Phil Erb, Sean Lowe, Pierre Roman, Hodders, J Shock, thank you as always, One Wise Geek, Nerdpile, and Desired by Life. We're back in a Fortnite minus one time next Thursday, July the 2nd. Sorry, 2 weeks from now, Thursday, July the 2nd, 9 a.m. Pacific time.
You'll get it.
I will. Until then, have a weekend, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.